subject, a worn-out husband. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 45-year-old married man with two beautiful girls. I've been married for 15 years, most of them happy, but now I feel worn out and angry. I want a divorce, but I can't tell her yet because she's been unemployed for about a year. My wife is a spoiled brat and is always wants her way. She doesn't compromise, doesn't pay attention to my emotional needs, and always thinks she's right. Although I don't want to be married to her anymore, I still care about her, and I think she's a good mother, attractive, classy, and intelligent. She was a breadwinner, and because of this, I don't think I got the respect I deserved. I have catered to her during our marriage because I enjoyed seeing her happy, but she takes me for granted, and I won't tolerate this anymore. I have told her that I'm not happy, but she only seems to care about herself and what she wants to do. She doesn't see anything wrong with our marriage. I am leaving once she gets a new career because I know she won't change. I became a correctional officer a couple of years ago, and my wife keeps saying that now I am mean and cranky and blames it on working in the prison. It has nothing to do with my job. In fact, I enjoy my job, especially after being out of work for almost a year. I keep telling her it is because of her selfishness, but she is determined to blame it on me. She convinced me to try marriage counseling, but nothing has changed, and the counselor sucked. He said that no one is responsible for our happiness. That's BS. I am a family man and love my kids, but I'm worn out and refuse to take this anymore. Is it wrong to divorce when you are this unhappily married? Sincerely, worn out husband. Well, this sounds like a really doomed marriage. I mean, no one wants to be taken for granted. Absolutely no one. And you ask a moral question here. Is it wrong to divorce when you are this unhappily married? But, you know, I mean, as you know, you took vows under God 15 years ago saying till death. Remember that line, till death do us part?
Yeah, whatever.
But we are human. Of course, we do what we want to do sometimes to make ourselves happy. You don't mention anything about cheating, messing up the marriage, or her being a bad mom. But the stuff you mentioned is obviously bothering you enough. Again, no one wants to be taken for granted. None of that kind of stuff. So who wants to be unhappy? Obviously, she's unhappy, too, because she suggested you guys go to counseling to try and work things out. I think you guys have many issues here. You have communication issues, but your mind seems to be already made up. You know, and if that's what you want to do, if you want to get out of this situation because you're unhappy and you feel taken for granted and all of that, then you have to do what you have to do. You're a 45-year-old man. Steve?
You gone. You gone from the top of the letter to the bottom of the letter. You gone. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm a 45-year-old married man with two beautiful girls. I've been married for 15 years, most of them happy, but now I feel worn out and angry. I wanted a divorce. Bye-bye. What we talking about? Who you calling? You know who I am, don't you? You done heard my story, ain't you? What you calling me for? Hell, I could have wrote this letter twice. I feel worn out and angry. I want a divorce. Well, doggone it, let's go. What you waiting on? What's the waste in the paper for? His trees could have been living. Instead, you done wasted a sheet of paper writing me this here right here. But I can't tell her yet because she been unemployed for about a year. Okay, I don't know what that logic means, but my wife is a spoiled brat and always wants her way. She don't compromise, doesn't pay attention to my emotional needs, and always thinks she's right. You think that's new, dog? Dog, the wife that thinks she's right all the time, you think that's new? Because let me tell you something, when they sitting around each other, they are right. They are right majority of the time when they talking to each other. Well, all right. Although I don't want to be married to her anymore, I still care about her. I think she's a good mother, attractive, classy, and intelligent. All of that don't mean nothing, man, when you're getting dogged at the house. She was the breadwinner. Because of this, I don't think I got the respect I deserved. So you've been out of work for a year. You just got back to work. Once you ain't the provider that you claim to be up top, they are going to turn on you a little bit in that case. Some of them, they try to hang in there with you for a while, but it depends on how you were acting and treating her during your time of being down. That has a lot to do with it. I have catered to her during our marriage because I enjoy seeing her happy. Well, how you think this divorce gonna go? So much for wanting to see her happy, because right now you don't care about that no more. Let's just go and keep it real. But she takes me for granted. I won't tolerate this anymore. this letter has divorce written all over it. This is doom, sir. This is doom. I've told her that I'm not happy, but she only seems to care about herself and she wants to do. It's because she don't give a damn about you no more. She don't care what you think or what you say. Who are you anyway? You ain't nobody but the husband and you just started back to work. So what you talking about? She doesn't see anything wrong with our marriage. Yes, but you do. I'm leaving once she gets a new career because I know she won't change. Well, if you think she won't change, then she probably won't change. She might even get worse when she gets a new career. How's that going, though? How long you think it'll be before she get a job? You could be married to this woman for years. The economy took a downturn. This could be over for you, partner. I have news for you. If you're waiting on her to get a new career, maybe she's happy sitting at home allowing you to be the breadwinner for once. You ever thought about that? I became a correctional officer a couple of years ago. She still ain't got no job. That's because she likes sitting at the house watching you go to work. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but you really mad about that. And my wife keeps saying that now I'm mean and cranky and blames it on working in the prison. Most people I know work at the prison crazy anyway. You working around crazy people, it's going to make you crazy. I think your wife right. I think your ass is cranky. Your letter cranky. Your whole letter cranky. You ain't got a happy moment in this letter except you said you got two beautiful girls. After that, the whole doggone letter cranky. You might be mean. You mean for a lot of reasons. It might not have nothing to do with the prison, but that sounds like a good place to start. You finna get a divorce, though. It don't matter what we say, Shirley.
He really is.
He gone. He out.
He's out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.